We have a number. This is a bit risky. We have a number for the on-plane phone on the Mavericks charter. And we understand they're still in the air. They haven't landed in Dallas yet. So we thought we would call this number. And let's see if anybody answers. It may work. They may be out of range. I don't know. But we'll see if it works.
These things never work when you try to call an airplane. You get a good connection.
Calling the Mavs charter.
Let's see if they pick up.
Hello?
Yes, who's this?
Mark Cuban.
Wow, really? Well, hey, Mark, it's the Dunham and Miller Show on the Ticket. Just wondering if we could talk to you for a second.
Sure, go ahead.
Well, I didn't even know that you...
Wait. Don't tell me what happened last night.
Well, what do you mean?
I T-bowed the game.
You T-bowed the game?
Yeah. Because remember, I was at the Cleo's, which I won, by the way.
Congratulations. Well, it was an honorary award, wasn't it?
You won something.
Hey, is Kenya Barton's mom ever won a Cleo?
No.
Has she?
No.
I didn't think so.
How are you on the charter if you didn't go to the game?
Don't worry about that. Anyway, let me apologize right now for that comment about Kenya Martin's mom.
Oh, okay.
Oh, the one you just made?
Yeah. In fact, she can stay at my mansion next time she's in Dallas. How about that?
Well, that automatically erases anything as long as you offer something.
And I'll blog and Twitter about it later. Aren't I impressive when I do that?
Yeah.
Be real fan-friendly?
Yeah, I guess so. You got a lot of passion, don't you?
Oh, I got a lot of passion. Hey, look, I can't talk much because I don't want to hear about the game. Let me let you talk to one of the players, okay? They haven't told me what happened yet either. Hold on a second, okay?
I find all that hard to believe.
Okay,
but
hold on a second.
Let's see what player we're going to get here.
Let's see. I don't know.
It's Dirk Nowitzki.
Oh, boy.
Well, hello, Dirk. Sorry about the loss.
Well, I don't care so much about the loss. I'm just glad I'm finally going to pay attention to my personal life even more.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. It's been kind of rough.
As you know, my personal life is messier than a toilet bowl after Don Nelson has had an Italian meal.
Gross.
But I have already bounced back from the unfortunate Crystal Taylor episode.
Oh, I didn't think he was talking.
You're
about
already.
That.
I have learned my lesson about women.
Really?
I'm now only going to date nice celebrity girls.
So you're dating again?
Yes. See.
Who are you going out with?
Amy Winehouse.
I think that's a poor choice.
Put it down.
That's a really good
player.
Beat us, Dirk. Thank you for the time.
He didn't hang up, did he?
Hey, hand the phone to someone else if you're still there, Dirk.
Hello?
Yeah, who's this?
This is Jason Kidd of Dallas Mavericks.
The stars here this morning. That's awesome.
Well, hi, Jason. Thanks for the time. We just wanted to ask you a couple of questions.
Oh, sure.
Well, it's a tough loss last night. I know it's disappointing that the playoffs have come to an end for you, huh?
It's pretty disappointing, everything. But I look forward to someday making it to the finals and winning myself that championship.
Well, let's talk about that. You know, that's a lot of speculation that this might be your last stint with the Mavericks and that you'll sign with another team next year, that maybe you want to test the waters and see what's out there in free agency.
Well, I have no testing kit for any waters, and I don't know much about pH balance or alkalinity. That is why I hire a pool company to test my waters, and I mainly focus on basketball.
Yeah, well, Jason, I didn't mean as a figure of speech. Let me put it this way. What about the thought of you going to another team and chasing that elusive title, getting that monkey off your back?
Well, there's no monkey on my back. Mm-hmm. I know many people have been saying that, but I went to a doctor and he said it was just a mole and he wanted to get it biographied to see if it was cancer. So he took it off with something that was really cold. I don't know what it was.
Again, Jason, it was just a figure of speech.
It was cold like the wintertime.
You're way too literally here.
Wintertime. Could you hand the phone to someone else, please, Jason?
Yeah, hold on. I'll hand it to my stewardess.
Okay. Well, this ought to be good. Stewart is on the Mavs charter.
Hello?
Yeah, who's this?
Avery.
Avery Johnson?
Avery Johnson.
Oh, wow.
Is this Norm?
No, it's Norm Station. It's the Musers, though.
All right.
What are you doing on the plane?
Well, times are hard, so I'm taking on another job as a stewardess.
Oh, no.
Well, isn't that what they call the female? Aren't you a more just a flight attendant?
No, I'd say stewardess. because Mark makes me wear a skirt.
What? A skirt? That's weird. So what do? You just kind of walk around the plane serving drinks?
What kind
of drinks?
Well, I tell you what, these guys are drinking a lot of that bar.
Oh, boy. Jeez.
Yeah, and I wanted to make all sorts of flights, but I wanted to make sure I was on this flight just to rub it in a little bit.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you know, it's not so easy to make it to the NBA Finals like I did 3 years ago.
Yeah, that's true.
It's not easy. It's hard sometimes to make it all that way. Mm-hmm. So I want to rub it in. I really wanted to rub it in on this guy. I'm about to serve him a bar. Here, I'll let you talk to him. Hold on a sec.
Okay. Let's hear who it is.
Hello, who this?
This is the Musers on the ticket. Who's this?
It's Josh, man.
Josh Howard. We just talked to him a couple of days ago.
Yeah, man. What's going on? I just returned from the laboratory.
Well, we were going to ask you what's going on. Are you taking the loss to the Nuggets hard?
Oh, man. The only thing I'm taking hard is a drag off this thing around here.
You can't smoke on a plane, Josh.
Oh, man, it's crazy, man. We're flying up in the air over the ground. That's so crazy, man.
Not really.
How'd the plane do that?
Well, engines and wings and
stuff like that.
Did you know there are over 215 million colors in a rainbow? That blows your mind to some edge. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
I guess it kind of does.
I think we've lost Josh.
Oh, man. Hey, what happened in the game? I couldn't pay attention. I just couldn't focus anymore.
Well, you guys got beat. We know that.
You can't control what the Nuggets do.
Well, I guess that's true in some ways.
You just can't do that. Have you ever seen the movie Wizard of Oz?
Yeah.
You know that part where it is like black and white, and then it goes, and she goes out that door, and all of a sudden it's color, and then there's shoes up under houses all the time.
We've lost him.
Shoes under houses.
What is that? That's so crazy. Does that happen around here? Oh, no, you know.
You're right. Yeah, well, I don't know what to tell you, Josh, about the Wizard of Oz.
I got to go.
Okay. Josh?
The slippers are under the house or something.
Oh, my gosh.
We lost our connection.